Simon Chafei Halacha Aleph Tul Simon Chavav Halacha Beis while holding in Yud Aleph Kislev. So we're finishing up davening Ashrei and Tehillah LeDavid, which is really the same thing, is being recited after you say Tachnun, and you should have tremendous kavan, even more kavana than you have when you say Ashrei Psukah DeZimra. The main kavana, as we said, is Baseches Yodechan, to have in mind for the parnas of yourself and for someone else, for everyone else, for Klal Yisrael. I have been asked by the ladies, whenever is something that might be nogeya to ladies or not, to mention. And here too, interestingly enough, although there's not an obligation to say Asher Nutila David and Uvalitzin, which is the end of davening, however, it's a definitely a good thing to do, and it's actually based on the Sefer Kodichos Beis Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, based on the Kaf HaChaim. Not only that, the Gemara says Maseches Brachos, if you say three times, it's a pretty good guarantee. Next, after you say Ashrei, there's Lam Natzeach. Lam Natzeach is a powerful mizmo. It's actually mizmo Yutches, technically it's Chav, but depends on you can't to Tehillah. And it's Kenegad Yutches Brachas, and it reminds us, it's not just reminds us, it mentions the Geula Ha'asida, redemption. Now, here are the days that you do not say Lam Natzeach, because if you say Lam Natzeach, you're really claiming and you're describing the fact that it's a Yom Tzara. So therefore, in days that are happy days, we do not say Lam Natzeach. Happens to be that the Sfaradim and the Baal HaTanya both hold that any day you don't say Tachmin, you don't say Lam Natzeach. Here's the list. Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, which is both Katan and Gadol, Erev Pesach, Erev Yom HaKippurim, Tisha B'Av, even a house of mourning. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't say Lam Natzeach also on Isuchag. And in America, you have also different types of Minhagim, depending, I think, how you treat Isuchag. That's what I always understood. In any case, on a day that you do not say Lam Natzeach, you do not say Kel El Chapai when you take out the Sefer Torah. If you started saying Lam Natzeach and you were not supposed to, there's a beautiful river of Pai that says that once you said B'Yom Tov, you should finish the Kapitel Tehillim. Next, Kedushas Uva Letzion. You're supposed to say with the Targum, with the translation, and you have to be very careful to say with the tremendous Kavanah. The Gemara says that the world stands on what's called Kedusha Desida, which is this Kedusha V'Ata Kodesh Hashem Tiros Yisrael that's mentioned in Kedusha Zuvah Letzion. Someone who says it is Zoyche Tashras Ruach HaKodesh. The Targum should be said Belachash quietly, although the Rizzo said that you could say he would say it out loud, but the Shliach Tzibur should say it for sure quietly, meaning the translation now make. You're not allowed to leave shul before you say this Kedusha. And the Chatchid, we already learned, the Arizal says, stay all the way to Lalenu with your tefillin, unless it's a shasat chak, you have something that's pressing, and therefore you're allowed to leave, and try not to leave before V'ata Kodesh. You should be mehadot to say V'ata Kodesh with the tzibah, and therefore the Kitzur teaches us that if a person comes to shul, he should say it before even davens. Or if he's saying, Ashrei and Uval Etzion, but their tzibah is already getting to Uval Etzion, V'ata Kodesh, you should skip the psukim Uval Etzion and just say with the tzibah, with the congregation, V'ata Kodesh, Yishev Tilti says, you could say Kodesh, 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 Kedusha together. Even like we said, you should skip. The Arizal nevertheless felt that you should do everything in order, and when you get to those psukim, you should say it with the trup, like we learned earlier. Finally, we get to the end of the avenue. It's called Aleinu Shabech. Aleinu Shabech, you should say with tremendous Eman Yira, awe and fear. The Mishabur actually says that Rebbeinu Shem and the Palmalia Shemal, the entire Palmalia Shemalia, Malachim come and just to hear Klal Yisrael say Aleinu. That's how powerful it is. Who instituted Aleinu was Yeshua when he was able to conquer Yericho. And you can understand for that why it's so powerful. Afterwards, you say what's called a Shir Shel Yoyim, which is actually reminiscent to what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Nusach Sfarad actually says Shir Shel Yoyim before Aleinu. And there are also other types of tefillahs like Beis Yaakov. So you should follow your minig. At Kedekach, it's interesting that if someone's davening Nusach Sfarad, the person can write, he could continue just when the tzibo is saying Aleinu, he should bow down together with them, so it doesn't look like he's not saying Aleinu. When a person leaves the shul, this is something so beautiful, and I don't see it always being done, so because I think people don't know the pasuk. When you leave shul, and the chash applies to men and women, you say the pasuk, Hashem lecheini betzit kasecha leman shorei. It's a pasuk until Hashem, guide me in your righteousness, leman shorei, because of my watchful enemies, haishal lefanai darkecha, make your way straight for me. Again, Hashem lechin mitzit kasecha leman shorirai yashar lefanai darkecha. Memorize this pasuk. So when you leave shul, you say it, and it obviously gives you some special siyata d'shmaya, especially from the watchful enemies. When a person leaves shul, you're not supposed to run or take a big step because you're then showing that shul is like a masa is a toil. Rather, you should go slowly. However, if a person is going from shul to the Beis Midrash, therefore it's a mitzvah and he should run. And we're starting the next siman. Fascinating siman about Kaddish. Now there's beautiful midrashim that describe how powerful Kaddish being said by a son for his father and mother that have been departed, that have niftar. There's actually a discussion about a girl saying Kaddish. But the Maisa, where does this all come from? Rabbi Akiva found a person that was dead. And he found out that the only way to help him is if he finds a son who actually was not keeping any Torah mitzvahs and taught him how to daven. And then it brought tremendous salvation for the person that had died. So this is based on the Kal Rabasi and the Nozarua, Chelek Beisim and Nunz, because I'd like to see the whole story inside. In fact, the place can say there's this canal and Shus and Shus canal that says that a convert even should say on his father and his mother, but shouldn't do it bequius. It will look a little bit strange. Therefore, the minhag is to say Kaddish. Not only that, the mourner says Kaddish during his 12 months or 11 months. We'll see the whole discussion about that. Takes maftir, damas in front of the teva, meaning as a chazan, especially Motzei Shabbos. It's interesting that that's a very specific time for someone that's in mourning to pray Motzei Shabbos Maariv. Why? Because that's when the neshamas go back to Gehenna. And therefore, there's a tremendous din. The more judgment time there is, the more important it is for the person that's an Avel to say Kaddish. Similarly, every Arvis, every Maariv at night has what's called Tikbos Adin. There's more judgment. There are many distinctions when it comes to who comes first in regard to Kaddish. Now, that really doesn't apply to us Bizmanin because everyone says Kaddish anyway, even if there's a few mourners. It used to be that whoever had Kadima at precedent would actually be the only one that says Kaddish. The only place I ever saw that was actually when Siddhavan by Tuvias. They actually still keep this minig. It's a Yeki minig. I mean, Yekis, many Yekis still keep it today. Lemaise, for us, the Nafkamina is going to be still applicable, who gets to daven. And of course, the last thing you want to do is fight about it, so it's important to know the halachas. So here we go. When someone is betoich zayin, betoich shiva, that means he's still in the 7 days of mourning, whether he's a katan or a gadol, whether he's a guest or a toshav, meaning someone that lives in the neighborhood, either way, he has all the kaddishim, and he comes first. And the reason is because, again, the power of judgment during the 7 days is so powerful, so that's why we give him precedence. When it comes to someone that's in the middle of Shiva and he happens to be in Shul, now the reason why he's in Shul, he's on Shabbos or during the week, let's say there was no minyan at home. So the halacha is that someone that's in Shiva really has two reasons why he should be first. Number one, because of the take of Hadin, like we just said, and also because of the fact that usually he doesn't actually come to Shul. Now, if during the Shiva, it was Yom Tov. We know that Allah has a Yom Tov is Mevatel, Rega is Mevatel Shiva. And the same thing applies if it's after Shiva and a person's in the Shleshim. So the Yom Tov is Mevatel Exer Shleshim. However, not regarding Kaddish. Regarding Kaddish, you have the same preference that you would have even if the Yom Tov wasn't there. Similarly, we don't say regarding Kaddish, Mikta Shem Kekula. That means if just because part of the day was already, let's say you have the seventh day, Mincha, the seventh day, and Avala has the same preference as he has during the 7 days, even though regarding the laws of Avelus, of the customs of doing different actions, that already stops in the morning of the seventh day. And lastly, for today, you count the 7 days or the Shloshim, that means the Shiva, the Shloshim, from the time of the Kvura, from the time of burial. And therefore, even though if a person, let's say, didn't hear about the fact that his relative was Nifter and waited a few days before he started Shiva, the halacha is that even though he's sitting Shiva now, but the counting regarding Kaddish still applies from the day of burial. And this will apply to if the person that was deceased died on Yom Tov or on the Regal itself, where you obviously are not doing any Avelus, sitting in Avelus. Nevertheless, the Shiva starts afterwards. Nevertheless, when it comes to Kaddish, it is still counted from the day of the Kfura.